Good evening, everyone, and welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change your life. This is Daryl Weatherly, and I'm one of the elders and administrators here at First His Kingdom Family Church, along here with my wife, Grace Weatherly.
Hello, everybody.
And we're so glad that you're joining us today for another edition of the Daily Bread. And we have something good for you today to grab onto. And let's first just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to share the word. Lord, we just pray for every listener out there that their hearts and their minds and their ears are opened up to receive what you have for them, Father. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you guide our lips and our tongue to be able to say exactly what the message is that you have for this evening. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're so excited to have you here with us tonight. And we're going to hit. We have a 1-2 punch today. We have a glory story we want to share with you at the end. But we want to start off with an abbreviated teaching. I guess we're not going to be able to do too much. But we do want to talk about something. But before we do anything, we're going to start off with our confession. Mm-hmm. So grab your Bible, hold it in your hand, and repeat after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am who it says I am.
I am who it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I have.
And I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is exactly what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about something that we can do, because the Bible tells us we can do this. And if the Bible says we can do this, we can do this. And it's something that's easy and yet requires us to be skillful. So this is part of our faith walkers. You know, when you walk by faith and not by sight, you got to hold on. You got to hold fast to the word. You have to contend for your faith. We've been talking about that. Today, we're going to talk about being thankful. And it sounds like nice and it sounds good and we all want to be thankful, but it is a component of faith that is powerful. It is a powerful component, and it is something that we need to be skillful in. Like the other things, we need to get strong in this area, be disciplined, and really build up this particular skill, because it is vital to our faith walk. And so we're going to dig into that. But our foundation scripture that we're going to start in is it's located in 1 Thessalonians 5. And we're going to read verses 16 through 18. And this is going to be kind of the foundation for what we're going to talk about today.
All right, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Okay, that's a lot. I mean, that's a powerful set of verses right there.
I think I need to read it again.
Yes, I think you do.
Okay, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Okay, so this is powerful, and I don't want to minimize it, but I am going to just say, you know, a few weeks back, I had said we were talking about Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and then I made that little, this is the way comment, because, you know, those of us that watch The Mandalorian, I think it's all scriptural-based anyway. It's so funny, they bathe in the water, mm-hmm. and they, you know, all that stuff, but anyway, it's just make-believe. But when I hear this is the way, this is what I hear in the word, and this is the will of the Lord for you, in Christ Jesus for you. So when I hear that phrasing, I hear God saying, this is the way.
This is the way.
It's the way I want you to live. It's the way to victory. This is the way.
Well, what I like about it, you know, we've been talking about holding fast and why you need to hold fast, because you know, it's life. Things happen. You have circumstances. There's going to be days where you're challenged. Your faith is challenged, and you need to, on purpose, hold fast. Well, it's not enough just to say, I hold fast. No, that's, I mean, you have to do more. And specifically, what we want to do is what God wants us to do, what His will is for us. And it tells us right here. It says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
So we're just going to unpack that verse because it's a powerful set of verses. And when we talk about rejoice always. So let's just start on the first part, rejoice always. So that's a strong statement. And this is God telling us, rejoice always. You know how we refer to the Bible as it's an open, life is an open book test. And God has given us the roadmap. He's given us the answers. It's an open book test. It's the Bible. But the answers are hidden in the Bible. So yeah. We have to read it. We have to get the word in us. Obviously, hopefully we believe the word. And then we need to work the word.
Apply it.
Apply it.
Yeah.
Now, like that Pastor Jesse said that yesterday in Sunday's service, the word works if you work it.
Mm-hmm.
And faith is an action. It is a verb. It was intended for us to work the word, to put our faith into action. So rejoice always. If you just got a monster raise from work, it is easy to rejoice always. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go. Let's have a little fiesta. Rejoice always. It's not as easy when you find out, oh, that's what I owe in taxes this year.
Mm, yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second, am I still supposed to rejoice always? Yes, that's what God tells us. This is an answer to life's everything. This is the way. This is the will of God for us. And that's what He's saying in this. So rejoice always. He is saying always.
Yeah, it always goes on for pretty long time. That's pretty much forever.
And it's always in all things. Rejoice. Well, it is very hard to rejoice in all things, especially if you've been given a bad report from the doctor, or you get slapped with a big old tax bill that you were not expecting. And it's hard to rejoice. But what can you be thankful for? You can be thankful for so many things. Let's just start with the gift of salvation.
Yeah.
That's an indescribable, precious gift that was free to us, and it cost Jesus everything He had. How precious is that?
Yeah.
So if nothing else, we can be thankful for that.
Well, you know, and just the act of rejoicing keeps us focused on who we're rejoicing about.
That's it.
We're rejoicing about Him.
That's right.
And who He is and what He's done. Amen?
It keeps the focus on where it should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next thing is pray without ceasing. So this is basically, so we're always rejoicing and we're always praying. That's what I hear,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Pray without ceasing. Well, we think of prayer as, you know, I'm going to go by my bed. I'm going to kneel. Remember when we were little kids and you would kneel, get on your knees and whatever. And that's such a sweet, you know, there's people who kneel every day to pray. I'm not mocking that. What I'm saying is that act, the picture that you get in your mind about praying, it doesn't have to be just that. Mm-hmm. It can be when you're on a walk, you're walking your dog, or you're cleaning your house, or you're driving to work, and you're continually praying. And what prayer is, it is entering into fellowship with God. It is having that dialogue. This is what sets us apart as Christians. We have a relationship.
A living God.
Yes.
Yes.
And He cares about us. And He wants us to have that dialogue and that fellowship, that continual fellowship. So this is what pray without ceasing is about.
Yeah,
constantly.
Just a conversation. Just a conversation with God about everything. Lord, do I do this? Should I say this? No. And what's great about it is that we're not talking about a God who's way off up there in the distance, way out past the stars. No, He's actually inside of us.
He lives in us.
He's right here.
We are the dwelling place for the Most High. That is so amazing. That should be on our thankful list.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the last part of that verse, in everything give thanks. This is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus for you. I mean, I don't know how much more direct God can be. He is telling us this is the will of the Lord for you.
You know, and when it says in everything give thanks, well, let's say, you know, something simple. You're driving down the road and somebody pulls in front of you. Well, how can you give thanks for that? Well, one way you can is because you can recognize that, hey, a few days ago you may have exploded and had a fit, but you're growing. You give thanks for the opportunity to grow to a different level where you're not doing that. You're more operating in the realm of grace rather than just throwing a fit.
And I like that it says, in everything, give thanks. So God's saying everything. He's using some pretty big words here. Mm-hmm. Always, everything, without ceasing. He's basically painting a picture of us doing these three things. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. So he's being very direct. And then he ends it saying, this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus for you. So it's pretty basic and it's very straightforward here. God is saying this is what gets you through life. This is the answer to a very big question in the test of, you know, all the things that we go through. We talk about the Bible being, you know, the book and having the answers and open book tests and blah, blah, blah. But this is it. You can drill down pretty much everything into this set of verses where God is telling us right here in 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. This is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus for you. So when you have a bad day, when you have a bad set of circumstances, when you have a good set of circumstances, when you have crazy circumstances, when life happens, and we all have it right now, all of us have things going on in our life. Some of them are good, some of them are not good, some of them are in between, some of them are unexpected surprises that aren't exactly good surprises. It's called life. And if we ride a roller coaster of our emotions and go up and down and up and down, we are not living the ascended life. We're not living the life that God has for us. Because even though feelings are meant to color our life, there's nothing wrong with feelings. We are not to be governed and ruled by our feelings. And if you're up in the mountaintop and down in the valley and up and up, you're being governed by your feelings. We have circumstances that are mountaintop circumstances. We have circumstances that are valley circumstances. Mm-hmm. We and then everything in between. We have that. It's called life. But we are not supposed to ride the up and down. We are to stay even keeled. We are in heavenly places seated with Christ. So how do you even do that? Well, this is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
You rejoice always. You pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks.
And we were listening to a minister the other day. And basically he said, joy is always within reach.
But joy always. Is a choice.
But joy is a choice. As long as your focus and you're seeing more of who God is than always focusing on the problem, then joy is always within reach.
And it is a choice. Like many other things we have in life, we need to specifically choose right. And this is how we choose right. We choose joy. We choose that. It's not going to just fall on us. And when we choose joy, that's how it's always within reach, because it's always just one decision away, one choice away. Thankfulness keeps the prayer about God. It keeps us focused on who He is, on all the blessings. When we're thankful, when our list of things that we are blessed and thankful for are longer than our list of wants and needs, then we're focused on the right thing. But too many times when we're not thankful, we're not rejoicing always, We're focused on the negative. We're focused on our need or our lack or our wants. And so that list becomes magnified because that's what we're focusing on instead of God. We have so much to be thankful for. So when we keep that reversed, when we keep our list of things to be thankful for longer than the things that we need, we're focused on the right thing.
Yes, amen.
So, you know, it's just, it's a small thing, and yet it is a very important thing. And when you begin to get disciplined and to have the right responses and to choose joy and to rejoice always and to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all things, when we have the disciplined responses to life, to adverse circumstances, we're going to have that thankful heart, because that thankful heart is really developed by choosing joy. And we got to try it, and we got to start every day in little things and medium things and big things. And then that's how you create this particular skill. And we need to be skillful in this area. So that just blessed me very much, and I wanted to share it with you. So that's 1 Thessalonians. Maybe you all can go read that. I know you read it in King James. I'd like to read it in the Passion Translation. Let your joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good?
So now, you know, we've been talking about hold fast a lot. And the next opportunities you have when your faith is challenged or something comes up, remember this. Remember, this is the will of God for you in that situation, to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
This is the will of the Lord.
It is.
This is the way.
Okay, so that's our teaching for today. We also want to tell you about, because on the last Daily Bread, we said we're going to share with you a glory story of what happened. So several weeks ago, we went and saw the movie His Only Son, which is the story about Abraham. And this is, what is the name of the group that produced the film?
Angel Studios.
Yeah, Angel Studios. And they had, you know, you could buy tickets online just like you normally do for a show. And we went and saw it. It was wonderful. It was about Abraham's life. And it really takes you through, and you can see, you know, Abraham is the father of our faith. And you can see all the different points in his life where there was opportunity for him to lose faith, and he didn't. Mm-mm. He did not lose faith. Mm-mm. So we saw the movie, and at the end of the movie, and I can recommend the movie to you.
It's really good.
Now you can go to Angel Studios, and there's a way for you to pay to see it on demand online. But at the end of the movie in the studios, they gave everyone the opportunity to pay it forward for anyone that might not be able to afford to go see it at the theater. So we did that. It was just an app on your phone up on the screen. And so we could pay it. And that was something the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I didn't even have to think about it. Just do it, because everybody needs to see the movie. Well, fast forward, I guess it was about the next week, we went to the movie theater to see a different movie.
To try and see a different movie.
Yeah, it was a different movie. And I was standing in the line. There's only one ticket box. And there was a lady in front of me, and she was talking to the person who was selling the tickets, and something was happening. So I kind of started listening, and she was going to see His Only Son. And she was telling him, I've got this code on my phone that they gave me to be able to see the movies so I don't have to pay. Basically, it was one of the codes that we had paid forward. And he kept scanning her phone, and it wasn't going through. And so finally, after being a little bit dense for a while, I heard the Holy Spirit say, why don't you just pay it for her? And I was about to do it, and then this lady that was standing beside me to the left, she said, go over there, you can buy your ticket. And I did. I just walked away and went over there and bought the ticket. Maybe I should not have done that, but there's more to the story.
No, there's more to the story.
I think it worked out. Pick up from there.
Yeah, I think it worked out exactly how it was supposed to work out, because if you had paid for her, then the second part of the story would not have happened.
Right.
So I think all of that, I'm telling you, we're sharing the story because when you see, and this is just like the whole thing from start to finish didn't take more than what, 30 minutes, 45 minutes at the most from start to finish. But if you could see all the little nuances and all the little steps and things that God orchestrated to line this story up, it is dazzling to see how much he loves us.
That is.
Okay, so then that's what Darren, now I was sitting in the car because it was one of these things that, oh no, I was in line to get popcorn while you were trying to buy the ticket.
And by the way, so when the lady said, you can go over to the next one, I went over there and it turns out the movie we were going to see was sold out.
Right.
So I couldn't even buy the tickets. So we said, okay, well, let's just leave.
So we just left. Of course, I had my popcorn, but we just walked out the theater. We left. And so we got in the car. We're driving out of the movie theater parking lot. And as we're driving out, Daryl is sharing the story with me about the woman who was standing in line. And I'm hearing the story and I'm saying, wait, what? She couldn't. And he said, no, it seemed like they were really struggling. And as we were pulling out of the parking lot, he points and he goes, look, there she is. She was leaving. So very clearly, it didn't work out, or she wouldn't have been leaving. She would have been in the movie theater watching the movie. And so she's leaving the movie theater and we're leaving the parking lot. And I said, wait, that can't happen. And immediately Holy Spirit says, you go give her money to go see that movie.
And this is where you jumped out of the car while it was still moving.
I did. Now, in all fairness, you were not going very fast because I said, stop. And I have to give you the behind the scenes because it's raining at the time. So there's a rain happening and it's not a downpour, but it's more than a drizzle. And I had no umbrella. She had no umbrella. And Daryl's basically stopped in the middle of the street. Now, it is a parking lot. By that time, you were in the outside exit. We had already left the movie theater parking lot and you're in the main exit to come in and out of that entire shopping center. But you were in the middle of that. And I said, stop. And so as you were slowing down, I didn't want to miss her because it looked like she was going to get in her car and just drive away. So I hop out and I run across the street to intercept her. And I just say, ma'am, excuse me. I understand that you were trying to go see that movie. And she said, yes. And the code, it didn't work. And so I just gave her money. I said, this is for you. God just wants me, you know, to let you know, you've got to see that movie. We saw it last week. It was a great movie and you need to see it. And I just, you know, God just wanted me to come and bless you so that you can go see that movie. And I gave her money in her hand. She looked like I had slapped her face. What? Then she immediately starts shaking her head and crying. Like I'm talking sobbing, crying. And she said, this is a sign. This is a sign. You don't know. And I said, ma'am. And I could tell, I thought, okay, is this just about the money? Because it seemed like it was more than that. And it was. She said, you don't know. But I was coming to see this movie and someone had given me that code, but it didn't work. And I said, well, here, I want you to go see. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I just left the doctor's office. They were trying to give me another treatment for chemotherapy. And at this time I'm seeing she's wearing a mask and she has like one, it's not a beanie, but it's like one of those little hats or cap that you would wear. And it said something about cancer. Mm-hmm. And she was very frail. I will say that she was an older woman, a little bit older probably than us, not too much, but I could tell that she was very frail. And so at that point, all of that was like registering in my mind because at first all I saw was a woman in a coat leaving the movie theater. But as I got closer and then when I was interacting, I could see, and then she broke down, I could see how frail she was. And she said, you don't understand. I just left my doctor's office and I told them, that's it. I'm done. I am not going to have any more treatment. I'm tired of all of this. I don't even want you to do it anymore. And the doctors tried to stop her from leaving, the nurse and the doctor. And she said, no, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. And she just said, I'm done. I'm just giving up. And when she left, she drove out of the doctor's office. She remembered the week before she had heard about this movie. Mm-hmm. And that's how, and someone, I guess, had sent her a code to go watch it. And that she, so she said, all I could think of was, let me just, instead of going straight home, let me just go to this movie. Because, you know, I'm just going to go there. And then it didn't work. And she said, you don't understand. And she was crying and sobbing. And she kept saying, this is a sign and this is a sign. And I said, well, I hope you know how much God loves you and how special you are and how precious you are to him. And by the way, and then I shared my story. I said, listen, I was diagnosed 2 years ago with breast cancer and God has healed me and I'm healed. Please don't give up. God is the healer. Jesus is the healer. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, does she know Jesus? Like, I'm just talking as if, you know, she understands all of this or what. So I stopped myself and I said, do you know Jesus? And she said, well, she didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. So she started talking about how she had seen an Easter pageant the week before, and they were the ones that gave her this code to go see the movie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a lovely interaction. We had a great, I think it encouraged her. And I said, do you know how much God loves you? And then she just kept hugging me and thanking me. And it was so good. So it was all very quick. Like I said, we're in the rain. So I'm trying to be cognizant of that because we're in the rain and I don't have an umbrella. I don't care if I get wet, but clearly she's, you know, she's frail and there she is in the rain. And then you were sitting there in the middle of the road. you know, it was just lovely. But in all of that interaction, we talked about it. We were so excited the whole way home. And we're like, you know what? We thought we were going to go buy tickets to go see a movie, but it wasn't about that. God orchestrated all of that for her.
So you could go to her and tell her your story and tell her how much God loves her.
Yes.
I know I believe she's telling other people about that.
I hope she knows, and I hope it encouraged her to go back to her doctor.
Yeah.
Or to pray or to, you know, go and see that movie because mm-hmm. She didn't turn around and walk to the movie theater. She kept walking to her car. Mm-hmm. But she was so shaken. She was happy crying, I mean, by that time. But yeah. What I'm saying is when you think about how much God loves us, like he orchestrated you and me leaving where we live to go to that movie theater, which was in another town.
To not even see the movie.
To not even see a movie. We were there for one purpose, and it was her.
Yeah.
How much does he love us? Yeah. Isn't that neat?
There were some angels involved there.
He is so good.
Yeah. Well, we also want to give you the scripture for April, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good. He is a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust him. Amen?
Amen.
We also want to let you know that it has been several years, and First is Kingdom Family Church is about to go back to in-person services.
Woo-hoo!
And our first service will be May the 7th, Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. And it's going to be in Round Rock. And it's going to be at a very lovely facility.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put more information on the website.
Yeah, we just want to give you guys a heads up to look for that. If you were with us for our New Year's celebration, it's in the same facility. It's the Baca Center in Round Rock, but we will have more information up. But we just invite you, if you are listening to this or if you know someone who needs to get plugged into a church, we cannot wait to meet you. We cannot wait to be together as a church family again. In-person fellowship is so important. And I believe we've made the best of the daily breads. And you know, you can do so much now with virtual, you know, Bible studies and all of that. But there is nothing like being together mm-hmm. with brothers and sisters in Christ, worshiping together, learning together, being taught the word. And we're so excited. So put it on your calendar. Go to the website for more details. But yeah, we're excited to see you. And that's going to be here in just a couple weeks, May the 7th. Is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to give everyone the heads up. I believe Pastor Jesse started announcing it yesterday in his daily bread. And so we just want to get the word out to everybody.
All right. Well, thank you all again for joining us. And hope you each one of you have a good evening. And tomorrow night, Pastor Rose will be back with you with another daily bread.
Healing service.
Oh, it's healing service tomorrow Woo-hoo. Night. That's right. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.